702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
And Technobite is brought to you by Mimecast, making email safer for business. Hello, Aki.
Eusebius Mackayser, how are you doing?
I've never been better.
Yeah, good weekend. I saw your photographs.
I had a lovely
weekend. Facebook, you were
lovely
away.
Weekend with family. I was in the Eastern Cape, partied up a storm, saw one of my favorite cousins turning 50. So I had a lekker time, but you know, radio is addictive. I thought like, oh, I need an extra day. And as soon as it goes 9 o'clock, man,
yeah, it just bites.
Isn't it lovely to get paid to have fun every day?
Absolutely. How many people can say that actually? Not too many people.
And I really mean it, honestly. We've got so much to talk about, Aki, but before we get to your agenda, you know, I'm a technophobe is the best of times.
Yes.
But I'm really beginning to finally get what's at stake in this debate about data cost. Especially when people like coffee makes me understand this is not just about marginal improvements in people's quality of life, that your ability to flourish, your fundamental human rights are at stake in whether you can, you know, be part of the Internet of Everything.
Well, you know, I must tell you that when they installed the West Africa cable system, which is this big cable that starts off along the west coast of Africa. This is our main pipe that has connected us to the rest of the world. And, you know, for the first time, countries like Namibia and countries like Mali and many countries along the west coast of Africa now have had access for the first time to this cable and their own internet. Previously, they'd have to go via satellite in other countries. Hmm. And I remember being at this launch a few years ago. And I was sitting next to the telecommunications minister of Mali, and he was telling me about this cable and what difference this is going to make to people's lives. And just the economic benefits for people, as soon as you connect people to the internet, you give them power, it lifts the GDP of a country up. And there's a significant increase in the GDP. Just a simple thing like having access to the internet.
Absolutely.
It changes economies. It allows people to prosper. It allows people to get a better education. It allows people to communicate. It breaks down barriers. Mm. And I don't understand why our government is not wanting to spur this on faster to break down these barriers. And you know, not have that stigma attached to, oh, I'm using too much data. I can't do this and I can't do that.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. What is the first thing we're going to be talking about today?
Well, listen, there's so many interesting things that are happening. There's a huge, Google Twitter has basically said that they are for sale and they are busy negotiating. There's two big companies that are looking at buying Twitter. The one of them is Microsoft. The other one is another company called Salesforce, which is more in the enterprise space. But the rumors have been on and off for many, many months. But right now, and this is a report that came out from CNBC, and now it's been confirmed by Reuters and other people, that there is some kind of negotiation going on. So by the end of this week, it looks like Twitter might be sold. We don't know what kind of money we're talking about, but it's a company that started off with all good intentions. There were three partners, three people that started it off, and it's gone through a roller coaster ride, as you know, and sort of trying to find their true identity with competitors like Facebook and other similar platforms out there. But, you know, they've established themselves in the world that we're living in as essential part of communicating. I mean, you use Twitter incredibly well for your brand and just, you know, talking to people and telling them how to feel.
I can't imagine what it's...
Yeah.
I can't imagine being a media professional not being on Twitter.
Yeah.
If I had to interview someone who says they're not on Twitter, I'm like, why are you trying to get into the media? It's that fundamental now.
Exactly.
But why would they want to sell it? Isn't Twitter like a cash cow that keeps on
giving? Well, this is the thing. Twitter hasn't made huge amounts of money, if anything at all. I think it's still running at a loss. So, you know, they've been getting lots of funding. But today it's not about, you know, these companies and in the world of the internet, and they talk about angel investors and investing in the company. It's kind of a long-term thing. And then they've got the parachute where the guys cash in at the end of the day. But the internet and these kinds of products is about the numbers. And when you've got millions and millions of people generating millions and millions of pieces of data, it's worth a lot of money to some company. And that's what the world is about today, is data. And this is why a company like Google or a company like Salesforce is interested in buying Twitter. Who knows what it's going to fetch, but at this rate, it's worth, they're saying, it could, you know, the sale price could be as much as $30 billion.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. Eh?
Wow.
So these guys that have been hanging on all these years are finally going to get their money. Another company which is quite interesting, and I don't know where they're going, is Snapchat. Now, you don't use Snapchat too much. Do you use actually Snapchat?
I think I'm too old, am I not?
Well, Yeah, technically, you and I are both too old, but it's what the younger generation are using. Generation Z, they're using Snapchat. It's you know, if you are a WhatsApp user at the moment, Snapchat is the generation, is another you know, messaging platform, but it's mainly used by young people. And interestingly, how brands are integrating together with Snapchat. It's a very interesting product and a very exciting product. I'm kind of getting into it, but it's amazing how our minds are you know, engineered to think in a different way depending on the generation that you represent. But Snapchat has introduced a very, very interesting product. It's a pair of funky sunglasses that's got built-in wireless video camera, and they launched this over the weekend. They call this product Spectacles, and it's a new type of camera. Basically, what it does is it's got a 115-degree view, which is slightly wider than the normal camera, and you literally press a button on, you know, one of your frames on the top right-hand corner of your frame, and it will record about 15 seconds of video. Wow. And then you can automatically upload it. And the
what
battery
is
this, life.
The Blair Witch Project 2.0?
Well, it's interesting. You should see the video that they've put up on their website. It's quite cool. You see there's a video of a guy on a skateboard, and he's skateboarding, and he's capturing these moments as he's going. But the CEO of the company is kind of a bit of a reclusive character. You don't hear too much about him, you know, compared to Mark Zuckerberg, for example. But he's the founder of this company. His name is Evan Spiegel. He's the creator of Snapchat. And he was basically talking to the Wall Street Journal, and he was saying that he got inspired to do these glasses when he was walking through the woods in California recently, looking up to the trees, he said. And when I got the footage back, you know, he was testing the glasses, and I watched it, I could see my own memory through my own eyes. It was unbelievable, he says. And this is the generation that is really experiencing that kind of technology today. Now, another interesting product I've been playing with, and if you want to download it, Edward Snowden says, if you want to download it and let Google know everything that you're doing, go ahead and do so. But it's, of course, it's an app that they've introduced. They've introduced a few apps. We were talking about one the other day, the one that does the instant messaging. But this one is called Allo, spelled A-L-L-O. And really, it's WhatsApp and Snapchat and all of these things blended together with other interesting functionality. And the one thing that sets this one apart is the Google Assistant. Now, Google have been very clever. They've got clever technologies working in the background using artificial intelligence and bots. And more often than not, you know, when you go online and you start talking to some advisor, when you're going to try to purchase something from an e-commerce website, and you know that chatbot, the chat box appears and you start asking questions, most of the time you're actually talking to a robot. You don't realize it. You're not talking to a human being.
If you can't figure it out, it means they're intelligent.
They're called chatbots. And yep. And this is a very clever chatbot that Google has launched. And it's the Google Assistant, but it uses the artificial intelligence of Google's search power in the background. And you're able to even ask it to give you, you can say, Google Assist, you can basically talk into it and say, please send me the daily news broadcast every single day. Please send me my traffic report updates every single day. You can even ask it small things like this, like, look what I'm going to ask it right into the thing. I hold this microphone down and I say, please, can I have Italian restaurant recommendations in my area? And then off it goes. You just ask it. It identifies your voice. It does it really, really well. And there pop up latest Italian restaurants around me. And you press a button and you just call it immediately. So it's a very clever chatbot technology. Mm. Well, artificial intelligence technology. And it's got a whole lot of other things that are built into this, baked into this Google assistant, this Google app called Allo. Mm. So I urge you to download it. And it's quite a bit of fun, actually.
Mm. Wow, amazing. Let's take a quick call. Jean in Claremont.
Hello.
Hello, Jean. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Aki. Aki, I've got a question to ask you. I've advertised something on Gumtree, and a guy has replied wanting to buy it, but he says he's on a rig out in the ocean somewhere, and he said that he wants to pay it via a thing called NetTeller. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's another form of payment, but your alarm bells should come up immediately. What are you selling, a tablet device?
I'm my call. Sorry?
Are you selling a tablet device?
No. It's a hot tray hostess.
Oh, that's interesting. And what are you selling this for?
It's a very beautiful piece of furniture. I'm going into a retirement village and I can't take it with me.
Because Eusebius might be interested. You know, he loves hot trays.
I love hot trays.
It's 2,500. It's an oak thing and it's got a proper cabinet, and then the top you can use it for anything because then it divides in half and slides out, so you can put plates or whatever or you on either side.
That's
divine. Got me all flustered already.
All hot, as it were.
Yeah. Okay. Now look, I must give you some advice. Okay. I must be honest, and I understand it's a platform that everybody uses, but there are people out there that are not ethical. There are people out there that are dodgy. And I think you need to be very careful when advertising in places like Gumtree. I got an email the other day from a lady who sold an iPad to somebody that picked it up to discover that the payment didn't actually go through and it was a scam. There's a lot of scams and a lot of nasty people, but the intentions of the platform is good. Personally, I would not do that. Are you on Facebook?
Are you on Facebook, Jean?
Yes, I am.
Jean, take a picture of it. Tell your friends, this is what I've got. It's beautiful. It's an oak one. If you know anybody that wants to buy it, the best is to use your own network, and that's a trusting thing to do. I don't know. I've never advertised on Gumtree. I've heard terrible stories. Yes. Hashtag Aki and hashtag Eusebius as well. But put it out on Facebook. One of your friends is bound to buy it.
Every week I try and say, I don't know what my favorite part of Technobyte is. The amazing things I learn from you so I can sound clever afterwards. Or the one surprise call we put on for you every week. You don't know what you'll get, right?
The hot tray.
The hot tray.
Exactly.
That's like this week's edition of Technobyte.